Tara Mahadevi.
What's good? Are we starting?
We're going to start. Yeah. We have so much to catch up on.
I don't know where we're at. Who are you?
I know. My name is Kevin. It's nice to see you.
It's nice to meet you.
Okay. It's been a minute. There's so much that has gone on. Are you, you've been all over.
Yes.
Yeah. How's that been going for you?
It's cool.
Yeah.
I'm posted for like a month.
Oh, wow.
And a half.
That's a long time for you, isn't it? These days.
Yes.
Yeah. But things are good. You've been out in the world.
Doing stuff.
Any major life updates?
No.
Same old. You're going to be more upset with me than you are usually.
Why?
This is the fly-by your seat of the pants bootleg version of the corner store, and I apologize to our guests beforehand because...
Why am I upset?
Because I'm about to drop it on you. You know, normally I will, or really Max will get snacks, Max hit me late, and then I had an appointment that I was late getting out of, and so before I even introduce our guests, I want to apologize to everyone.
Oh yeah,
for this is all on you. Fucking up the bag, so to speak.
Sub snacktress.
What are usually in the snacks? Like, what's the assortment?
You know, to be honest, you're not missing out on too much.
Damn.
I mean,
that's the whole like.
I know the shtick. I know, but we're probably saving you in the long run some doctor's visits.
It's not like we give them a lifetime supply of like flaming hot Cheetos.
No, I know, but it's usually shit like that. But that aside. I am very excited to have in the corner store tonight a crew who just dropped a fire EP called Pressure. But really, like, not only is this EP, but your movement is a long time coming. Right. You guys have been putting in incredible amounts of labor to make hip hop and like hip hop in this city and beyond really pop and vibrant. We have Mother Nature in the corner store. Thank you all for being here.
Thank you.
So because we are also in a format where people are listening through their ears, which you are used to because you put out music, you know, just introduce yourselves individually as well so people could get the audio of who's who.
For sure. My name is Clever Knox. I am one half of Mother Nature, MC, designer, great thinker.
Gang, gang. And I am Truth, all of that, plus a little sauce.
Facts.
That's dope.
Thank you guys so much for being here. For real, you know, this EP is dope.
Thank you.
It's really solid. It is what I hoped for, you know, and I think that for me, I don't know if you feel this way, Tara, but sometimes when, you know, you are a fan of people and there is a building of an anticipation towards a project, sometimes like people will, you know,
disappoint you?
Yeah, they'll disappoint you. They'll disappoint you.
Possible.
Is this your first EP? No.
This is the first one in Chicago.
We dropped a 10-track project in Champaign.
Okay, yes.
2016.
Yeah.
So
it's been a while.
It's been a while.
No, it's dope, and I've been like fucking with y'all. And today I was having the thought of, well, y'all did the summit, you know, which was really dope. And I was thinking about how like just women rappers, and I hate like separating women rappers from men because they're all just rappers, but I feel like such a kinship with all the women who are rapping now, you know. I mean, obviously everyone's obsessed with Megan, you know, and you got Queen Key, you got City Girls, obviously I feel like Cardi kind of just like opened this whole vault of just like bad bitches, like boss bitches.
We got Rico.
Rico
representing,
and I just feel like y'all are like following in that, you know, new tradition, but just kind of like
just re-emerging it,
right?
Key.
Re-emerging, like,
yeah,
I don't know, lane, yeah, whatever, facts, what have you.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like to me, you all are in. I mean, because we're in a moment of that, and I think that there's like now I've even been privy to, and I'm sure you've been seeing. There's a lot of think pieces on this subject specifically, but to me, you all are also in the Bahamadia, MC Light, Queen Latifah tradition, which is also nothing new and nothing new to the culture, obviously.
Right.
And in Chicago, we're having a great moment of women who rap.
Exactly.
Brittany Carter and, you know, Henry Mayhem and, you know, No Name and all these folks. And you guys are a part of this. First of all, do you guys feel like you put on for like when you're out on stage, which, by the way, y'all live is a must because your energy live is like some of the livest shit that I've seen. And it reminds me of my favorite thing about the live performances that your record is dope. You guys have bars. You know, your new, I'm curious about who did this new set of production. But live, you all do that work of bringing the audience in, which is in that best tradition of call and response. You know, that hip hop is a communal participatory form. But when you're out in the world, like, what do you represent, or who do you feel like you are carrying with you when you are doing this work?
It's most certainly on stage and off stage, where we try to have that hip hop be at the core of our communication, and how we relate with other people in the world. And so for me, on my back, I have the abandoned. I have the people who are, you know, we're geniuses, but, you know, life and the conditions of life have made us believe otherwise. So, you know, whenever I'm on stage or whenever I'm creating a song, it's you know, people who are impoverished, or people who, you know, do have family who's incarcerated, or family that's on drugs, you know, or you just boxed in, people don't understand you, you know, people who are thinkers, you know, we're great thinkers. So people who are trying to break the matrix, you know, and feel powerless in doing so. Like, those are the people that I try to carry on my back.
Yeah, most definitely. I know for certain, alongside all of that, the main thing that comes to my mind is Black women in particular. 'Cause with that, you know, it, living that and breathing that on the daily, you know, it's hard, it's tough, you know what I'm saying? But to be able to get on stage and look somebody in their face, in their eyes, and like, I want you to feel every word I'm saying, you know what I'm saying? Like, and it's coming through this body, it's coming through, you know, this form, you know what I'm saying? And for us to be able to connect with so many different people through hip hop, being in this body that we are in, is immaculate and dope as hell to me. So just, I don't know, it's so many layers to it as well. Like you said, with people just being impoverished and feeling like they can't amount to something or can't do something like that. So it's in a vein of knowing that we came from a spot that was dark, that was low, you know, that was, you know, in our heads a lot and feeling like X, Y, and Z. But knowing, like, seeing how far that we've come and all the things that we still want to accomplish, it's a lot on our backs for sure. So just seeing where we are, where we came from, and then trying to make sure we get to that spot that we want to actually be. So,
well, let's open that a little, if we can, if you don't mind, just talk about where you do come from.
Shit, everything that we pretty much put in our music, coming from generational trauma, coming from family members on drugs and being, you know, not having enough, you know, only having the bare minimum, seeing coming from a one family household, you know, running things and stuff like that. It, even though it is something that most people, you know, it's hard to come back from type of thing, it also is where my strength lies. It's where, like, the get up and go comes from, where it's like, it's if we don't, you know, personally can't do it, or our team can't do it, we're going to find a way to make it happen regardless of anything. So to have that background, it makes you a warrior. It makes you, you know, just go for what you want without feeling like you don't have enough. And I feel like that's the essence of hip hop, is coming, having a little bit and seeing that how much it can grow and become a source of income, a source of confidence, a source of just even understanding your own self. I've learned a lot through hip hop about myself. And I don't even know if any educational, you know, aspect outside of that could have helped me anymore. So
for me, I was just thinking about this the other day. I went to visit my mom. She's currently incarcerated. And I was like, yo, this ain't really that normal, you know, but it's real normal for me because I grew up with my mom just being on and off the streets, on and off drugs, in and out of jail or, you know, rehab facilities and stuff like that. And I'm like, man, this is really crazy. You know, I've been doing this for some years now. And it's like, wow, this is a I started thinking about all the people, the other children who are children that were visiting their parents, their moms and stuff. And just, I remember me being, you know, 9 years old, 10 years old, going through this, and none of my other friends, well, at least that's not something we talked about. You know, I didn't know what my friends were going through. But, you know, I'm still dealing with those things from the past. Like, I was dealing with that when I was 10, and I'm dealing with that now. I'm going into my, you know, close to 30, and it's like, wow, this is crazy. But, shit, that, you know, poverty. I grew up in a trailer park. Broken family.
Outside of Chicago, both of you, right?
Yeah, well, no,
I'm from Chicago.
Okay, from Chicago.
Yeah, I'm from Champaign, Urbana.
Okay, right.
This is an interesting place to grow up because not like a whole lot of culture, but it is very rooted. Lots of black people. But yeah, coming from a place like that where I'm glad my father was a hip hop head, because if it wasn't for him, I don't know if I would have been able to translate all my experiences in a way that was healthy. So yeah, there's so much there, Kevin. I don't even know where you want to go with that, but just man, just growing up with pieces all around you, and I'm still in my 20s trying to put those pieces together, and it's making a beautiful mosaic, but it's a lot to navigate.
Y'all both have like a really calming energy, and I just wonder, like, on your days when you're not feeling good, like, what do you do to, you know, uplift yourself?
There's some space sometimes, because we work with the people we live with, so we're always working. So sometimes it's nice just to have some alone time so you can connect with God, because that's really where a lot of your peace will come from, is you being able to back up a little bit, put everything in perspective, get some of your feelings off, and heal yourself. So I know that's one of my methods. But together, we tell a lot of jokes. We joke all day, all the time. That's really my sanctuary, is Mother Nature. What else we do?
Smoke.
We have cats.
Have cats. And mainly for me, though, I find solitude somewhere. I have to. And write. Like, that's always been a big thing for me. Like, when it's too much on the brain, I have to, whether it's a poem or rap or whatever, like, get it on paper, get it out your head type of thing. But for the most part, though, like, because we've been, like, cramped together, like, with all the homies and stuff, and it has just been work, it's dope to come into that where it's like, I'm coming in and somebody is making a song. Somebody, like, so if, even if I am coming in, I might feel a vibe or something. I'm walking into somebody working, that instantly, like, helps me to leave all that outside, you know what I'm saying? Come, because we make sure our home is definitely revolving around peace and love, so peace especially. So just making sure, like, everybody around us is cool for the most part, very giving, so we, you know, most time put ourselves last on the front line when it comes to that. But I don't know, just make sure everybody around you is cool, and then you're going to be cool for the most part, because it always transfers, it'll come back to you.
I say moods, I go through moods every day. I'm a Gemini.
I feel
too,
that.
So.
Oh, yeah.
I have bad days every day.
My mom's a Gemini. Yeah, y'all something else. What's on your neck? Is that an amethyst? Or
This is actually a rose quartz.
What
and
is
it's
that?
A pyramid I made. Fresh ass monk. Wow. Shameless promo. Fresh ass monk. But
wait, what does that mean? You could promo all day.
Fresh
please.
Ass monk. Fresh ass monk is my jewelry line, accessory line, spiritual accessories. I started crafting stuff. I've been crafting stuff all my life, but I started making, like, accessories back in 2011, 2012. And then I've always made, like, a different type. And for the past, I guess, year and a half now, I've been wire wrapping. So I wire wrap crystals, do a bunch of different, like, crazy designs, stuff that I know people, little aesthetics that I want that are unavailable anywhere I go. So I've just been kind of, like, tapping into my creativity in that way. And I just love working with my hands and giving. So this is just a different way to express myself creatively.
Where can people cop?
Fresh ass monk is fresh, like fresh ass, like, you know, ass and monk at Instagram. Yeah, I have a website up in a couple weeks, so people can go there. But I'm usually, if we have a show, I usually have some stuff on me. Sometimes I do some pop-ups, you know, so yeah, you can find me.
Dope. So how did y'all meet?
The story.
Yeah.
we met at U of I in Champaign. It was a group on campus. Shout out to Word. It's a writers organizing realistic dialect. And yeah, we was like one of the few MCs there, like women MCs for the most part.
But there is a little hip hop community.
Oh, yeah.
It's pretty strong.
Our man Asar, right?
Oh, yeah. Shout out, gang.
Yeah, right.
It's going crazy down there.
There's
a lot of people that have passed through Champaign and have been there for a little while. So yeah.
Including the professor who was teaching a Karis one course at some point. I don't know if you guys caught, dude.
Oh, you probably talking about Dr. P.
Dr. P.
Yes.
We know those.
Right,
folks.
Of course. Yeah, of course.
He's doing some amazing stuff down there with STEM and technology. And amazing.
Okay.
But yeah, we met during Word. And my side of the story is I came in as a junior, and she was already within it, like on the board and stuff like that. I was always an introvert. I ain't never want to be on stage, and none of this. So all of this happening right now is news to me, type of thing. So I just wanted to get in there to learn, like be a better writer, type of thing. I always wrote, but I never shared it with anybody. Ended up getting into it, and I think the first day or something that they had a like everybody introduced themselves and stuff. She came in and was like, "Yo, like I'm clever, I spit." She looking dope. I'm like, "Who is da da da?" I'm like, "She fly." I'm like, "All right, cool." You know what I'm saying? But then they had
you were open to it though.
Exactly. But they had an open mic like the next day or something, and I actually heard her spit. And I'm just like, yo, like she crazy, like especially in Champaign. I'm just like, what? Like, who is this type of thing? But I don't even know like how we end up started chopping it up or anything. But like we had a my first performance down there. Actually, we opened up a common, and it was like me, her, a couple other homies from Word and stuff. We just all did a piece together, and that's like our first, you know, like a thing that we collaborated on. But yeah, but she's always been like, you know, sis. You know what I'm saying? It's always just been love. Always like going back and forth with like, oh, like get a feature from you and stuff, like help me with some cover, all right, do this, do that type of thing, you know what I'm saying, hype girl, like all that type of thing. So it was always just love. But we ended up becoming Mother Nature when we had an opportunity to perform, open up for Run the Jewels down there, and the guy actually wanted us to like, okay, y'all share the slot. I'm like, okay, cool. And we was already cool with one another, so it was like, okay, let's just make a project. Project was called Mother Nature. Mm-hmm. We were never Mother Nature. Yeah. So it went crazy down there. We performed it live, and we became Mother Nature. Right. And we here now.
We were also doing a lot of community work together prior to us making the project. We would like kind of just represent on the MC end. People always hit us up, like they knew we had positive music, so it was like, yo, you know, come, we're doing this event for this. It was always some crazy cause, you know, and we'd always be in those spaces together. And then we both shared a professor. Her name is Dr. Ruth Nicole Brown. She is incredible, does amazing work on black girls. She's an author, a mother,
MC.
She's everything. Literally an author, though. Like, look up her books. She's raw.
Books.
S. But she taught us both, and she completely expanded our, like, our own perspective of ourselves. And like I said, this is before we was Mother Nature. I'm just clever, and she truth. And she really, like, was taking our music. This is our professor at University of Illinois.
Yeah.
Is taking our music and is theorizing it and putting this into her writings. And we're like, wait, like, what? Like, stop making me feel good, you know? But then we went on a whole, you know, journey of self-discovery and how much, you know, our lives in general, like how much people need that light. And so that kind of became more of like our the context that we would write with. It would always be like, well, we have a lot to share. We have a lot to share. And so that made the writing easy. Even to this day, when we get in a studio, we start on a song, like it's really not hard for us to go there with each other. Like, that's just kind of where we started.
So y'all like co-write?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So you made your way up to Chicago after you graduated?
Yeah, so it was a little while after graduation. We both graduated. Both
stayed in Champaign.
Did the music thing, didn't continue with the school thing. Probably was in Champaign for another 2 or 3 years. Yeah. And then we moved to Chicago, and that's due to our homegirl, Nova. She was, like, helping out with management and stuff when we first started and whatnot, and she was like, yo, we gotta go to Chicago, like gotta go. And she literally like dragged us up here. And it was real uncomfortable at first for me personally, like coming out of Champaign, things are, you know, a lot slower, and just I just didn't fully understand. No one had really explained to me, you know, what this whole thing was, like really what it is to chase your dream and what it is to like put yourself in positions to be seen and to be known. And so like just that whole first year, I'm like, I don't want to do anything. I just want to make music, you know. And she really got us out here and got us motivated. And yeah, we still working off that energy.
Yeah, because you guys had come, you had started to come up before you moved here. I feel like I met y'all before the move or something like that.
How long has that been?
You might have met us like when we first got out here.
Okay.
We might have.
A few years ago?
Because you was definitely on our list of like, okay, YCA, Kevin Cobalt, figure out.
Yeah, we initially met you at Jamila Woods' show.
Oh, yeah.
At the Virgin Hotel.
Facts.
Okay.
Facts.
And because we were coming in on the workshop and like we have a nonprofit called Mother Nature.
Right. That was the initial contact. We were trying to figure out how to do some workshops there. Yes. How can we be down type of thing. It was one of those.
We've been pushing both dually at the same time. We've been doing the music, but we've been doing the miseducation of hip hop side by side. Because again, this is how we work. And so Jamila introduced us to you that night, and then I think we had already started showing up to YCA or I don't remember, but
yeah. Well, all right. So, but you know, to go back a little bit, because you mentioned your dad is a hip hop head.
Yep.
What were some of the first forays into the music and the culture that, you know, really ended up rooting you in such a profound, vibrant culture?
Mm. You mean like what we grew up listening to type stuff? Man, with my pops, it could be anything. My dad listens to all types of music, but he definitely had me on like the early, like we were listening to Tribe, we were listening to KRS-One, The Brat, probably the first MC I know of. She was super raw to me. I'm like, oh, she's dope.
Yeah, she is dope. From Chicago, too.
Exactly.
Erykah Badu. I thought she was weird, but you just grow up listening to these things. You just like, and it's stuck in your head forever. And then when you coming of age, you're like, oh, wow, my dad was really putting me on some stuff. Mm. But yeah, that 90s, you know, Das FX, Public Enemy. I was reading Public Enemy lyrics and like trying to recite them as a shorty. Like, that's weird, you know? But yeah, that was my shit. Yeah.
I know, like, everything is hip hop, like, you know, hip hop's the culture and rap like is the, you know,
the action type.
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. But y'all feel like your essence feels like real hip hop to me, you know.
Yeah. Right.
I mean, they feel like old souls, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And like they, like hip hop, like, not because I think that like when people will say, oh, that's rappity rap, it's a diss. but I think there is, I mean, the 360 of your lives and even just the little bit you shared right now is enveloped in the culture, not just the stuff, not just,
right.
To your point, that rap is something you do, hip hop is something you live.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Hip hop is, you know, you all walk in a room and you recognize that y'all come from the culture.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly. And I just feel like not a lot of young folks do.
Yo.
And that's not a diss to anyone, you know? Like, but yeah, that's just my thought.
You're right. It's different, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's
like
different.
An essence sort of thing.
That's yeah.
Good. That's yeah. good. A guy lives through.
Facts, though. Facts.
And for you in Chicago, because, I mean, it's, you know, because so you had a dad who was in Champaign, who was like immersed in 90s shit, which is dope. So that makes sense. Mm-hmm. How did it happen for you then?
Man, I think mine just crept up because my background with it is like my family is like singers and musicians and stuff like that. So I'm listening to Michael Jackson and Marvin Gaye and Whitney Houston and stuff like that. But I always wrote. But it was never like a traditional like poem or nothing like that. It was always like it was a rhythm to it. So I always tell people, like, I think I was rapping before I even knew what it was. So that's always, it weirds me out when I like try to put it into perspective. But I know like the first CD I ever bought was like me and my brother put our allowance together and bought like a 50 Cent Get Rich or Die Trying. And then we go, like, once we learned all the lyrics, got like our stuffed animals in the basement rapping to them like it's a crowd. Like, it was, but I didn't know what I was doing. I just know like it's what they do in the videos, what they do, like what we watch is what we see type of thing. But it's like it was always within me. I got like old cassettes of me and my brother battle rapping, and like, and this before I even knew what it was, like, but I don't know where it came from, where it stemmed from. My older brother put me on to like Outkast and stuff like that early on, but yeah, it's weird. Like, I don't know, like somebody, like, I don't know, it's like an old spirit somewhere that was already within me. Like, this is what it is. You ain't gonna know yet, but it's within you already. So It's amazing. It's amazing.
We're gonna be the first rapping grannies. We're gonna be Grandmother Nature.
Grandmother.
At some point, just to show motherfuckers how real it is.
Well, your comeback.
How 360 it is.
Well, because one of the things I was gonna ask is that I know sometimes and sometimes probably a low estimate. Tara probably wants to kill me all the time. You know what I mean? but we've been, you know, not only doing this for a year, but we've been, you know, having like we've been doing professional shit together for a few years now.
Right.
And it's not easy to stay together, especially because I'm sure I get on your nerves and I adore you and
no
have nothing
comment.
Ill to say ever about Tara Mahadevan. Because how could you? but I'm sure to stay together as a crew. Is we've seen it time and again be difficult for some people, and I'm always sometimes, and even in Chicago, it's been heartbreaking sometimes when crews break up. Mm-hmm. So how do you guys carve out space for yourselves, but also like, because I really would love to see the Grandmother Nature Project, like, you know, 50, 60 years from now, you know what I mean? Yeah. So how are you guys going to maintain together?
Continue to be open and honest with one another. Continue to lay out our goals. You know what I'm saying? If it changes, just being open and honest about that. And I think because it's real love here, that's the reason why, like, it stayed. It's cemented. You know what I'm saying? We definitely have had our, with people that we wanted to be a part of this that wasn't on that same wave, that just came and gone. So it's just like, we can see how it can mess up. We can see the pitfalls that can happen. I think we know each other well enough to know when you not feeling it, I'm not feeling it. You know what I'm saying? Or the vibe is off or something like that. And we have those discussions. We sit down and talk about it. So as long as we can keep that intact, I don't really see, you know, why it would like break off or anything like that. So
yeah, I would say that this has been a very reliable, transparent relationship. And I think that reliability is just something that's like not that common nowadays. And you have to know the people in your life who are reliable without you asking. It's just that.
Absolutely.
And I think when people stay focused on God, they're closer, period. So if I'm focused on God, you focus on God, we focus on the same goal, you know, on achieving the same feeling every day, then why wouldn't we align? So
yeah, that's the word. Y'all really aligned.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, when you live together, you breathe together, when you rap together, when you eat together, get bitches together.
So now, because Pressure is out, and I want to talk about the record a little bit.
Shout out Cash or a mom in it.
But also just like, Stay together too, please. I say that because, you know, not only is there that alignment, that energy between y'all, but as people get success sometimes, they start to listen to what other people might whisper in their ears, you know?
Oh, yeah.
And we've seen it time and again, and like it was heartbreaking. I remember when you know, a tribe broke up, you know what I mean? And it was very clear that like there was things being whispered, or when Gangstar broke, you know, all of these things that have fractured these relationships that go deeper than the music. And so just as you guys are now really starting to have a bigger imprint in the world, you know, keep that same energy.
Yeah,
you know,
because you think like, why does things like that happen? And then when you find out the story, you can see both sides, and you're like, man, but you can't coexist, dude. Yeah. Okay.
And
it
y'all
be
didn't
that.
Talk. Y'all didn't talk. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
what happens a lot.
Yeah.
But Pressure. Let's talk about this record.
Let's talk about this project.
You know, it goes. I mean, you guys are rapping for real. What was kind of the intention even behind the name?
First off, the pressure was for us, like being in that space and time, like we were just going through a lot personally, just transitioning, just trying to get everything in order. But also, this was our time to like, wow, we haven't dropped anything, because the last thing we really dropped was this show year. We ran with that for like a year. People still rocking with it. Okay, cool. But like, we need a project. So we haven't really dropped any like solid content like that. So we just like, yo, we gonna call this Pressure, because it's not only pressure on us, but we putting pressure on the city. Because we want this to be cemented. We want people to know, like, we here, and this is what it is. Like, we want it to, psh, like, break the earth type of thing. So that was really the mentality, like on a personal level, and I feel like collectively that we wanted to go into making sure that people just knew, like, yo, y'all can really rap. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? It's really that we can still groove you, we can still dance, we can still rock. You know what I'm saying? But nah, we came here to do a job, and like this is what it is.
Yeah, and I think that that's just at the core of who we are. Like, we, whether it's, you know, through friendships, partnerships, musician relationships, at some point in time, like, that pressure is going to be real apparent. It's going to be real visible because, like I said, we great thinkers and we're always focused on elevating. We have a lot of work to do. We have a lot of barriers to break. We have a whole entire matrix to break. People are dying. People are killing themselves. People are killing each other. So when we talk about pressure, it's a lot of pain and it's a lot of love. You know what I'm saying? And it's a lot of, it's a mentality. Like, you have to arm yourself before you go out every day, and then you have to decompress at the end of every day. But at the end of the day, it's all pressure on yourself, and you have to be able to understand what that pressure is. Because if you don't understand what it is and what you're doing with it and how it's strengthening you, it can completely destroy you. Mm-hmm. And we just felt like that was important right now.
Well, and that seems to be at the core of almost the thesis of the record, right? Mm-hmm. That it is—it's triumphant music,
yeah.
You know, and it's overcoming that pressure, exactly. Or it's overcoming the things that will prohibit you from creating, really. Yeah. And it seems, despite those things, there is still this need, desire, hope to communicate, which is a really beautiful thing to witness and to hear and to, you know, to be in the sonic space of.
Most definitely. Even just understanding, like, pressure isn't all bad either. Like, it pushed us to come to Chicago. It pushed us to get out here in front of people because, like, we were brand new artists, you know, a few years ago, you know, going into open mics and stuff like that. And like, oh, but y'all, you know, y'all on this type of level. Why would y'all do this? Like, we got to start from the ground up and build. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was that. So we had pressure on, like, let's get these numbers up. Let's, you know, get our fan base bigger. Let's connect with more people, all that type of stuff. Like,
pressure from our team, pressure from our homegirls, like, yo, come on, y'all. You know what I'm saying? There the days where we might not feel like doing nothing much, or, you know, we're doing the bare minimum, or thinking we're doing the most, but we just not pushing ourselves the hardest. We have people around us. We keep people around us who push us further. So
no, yes, man. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You gotta fall in love with pressure. You
got to.
Well, you know, not to put any pressure on y'all, but you guys don't want to kick a quick 16. I should have maybe preempted the interview with asking if you would be. You don't have to, of course. There's no. I mean, what is Tara and I going to do? You know, we're not going to do anything. But if you guys wanted to, you know maybe blessed with a quick 16 or 8 or something. I don't know. I mean, DJ Cashera would be appreciative, I'm sure. You know,
All right, let me. I've been a victim since I was a shorty. I got seniority, now I'm a warrior. I saw the vision, went toward it, my vessel anointed. I feel like Joe Pound tested, damn. Bitch, you can't fold under pressure plans. Never gonna go under measure, Always respecting my elegance. I fall in love with my illness. Give me some more while you withhold the evidence. Losing control, yo, bitch, call me the weatherman. Working control, that girl be medicine. Listen, I got prescriptions. Listen, I got addictions. Listen, I got prescriptions. Listen, I got addictions. Yeah. Mm. Never show element.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm better on the freestyle tip. Like,
okay.
Okay. I don't be remembering my riddance on the real.
That's fair. Well, that was dope.
Thanks. Was dope.
All right, let me see. What are we talking about? We're talking about pressure. Let me see how I'm feeling right now. All right, we say, I be thinking like, pressure ain't the life that I'm living. It's given. Think about this when you talk. And I'm in it, but them the words that be screwed up in my head. I be thinking past tense. I be thinking, man, life or dead, How you get it, how you out and you in. How you back up, then sit down and say that you win, huh? Man, I'm trying to get it all or nothing. They be outside frontin', we out here manhunting. Who want it, Man, we cutthroat with it. Who really want it? Man, I say we cutthroat with it. May hit you and your boo too. Don't ask me questions, man. My tongue like voodoo. May put a spell on you. Man, don't spell it right. Man, I spell it with the words. Man, I spell it with fight. Spell it with the new intention. Don't ask me for inventions. I got it, man. I got it in my head with the new prescriptions. Yeah, man, you take them because you pill popping. And they been asking questions, man. I'm going to still stop them in the dead of the tracks. Please don't ask me if it's whack or wrong or right. I'm gone. I'm out. I'm in my zone. Don't tell me who you belt. Tell me what you really is and tell me how you sit with crap. But I'm cool with it. Please don't mind me. Everybody is great, man. Please remind me. Great thinkers are the ones behind me. Please don't lessen the load unless you're ready to find me. Some slice.
A quick 32, you know, 64 off the top.
We got to throw some beats on it.
No doubt. Yo, yeah. That was, yo, thank y'all. Yeah.
Look,
that was love for real. Where can people find you and where can people get the record?
You can find us on IG at Mother Nature Bars with a Z, exactly how it sounds. No underscores, no nothing like that. You can find us on Twitter at Mo Nature. That's MO_Nature. And you can also find our music on all platforms. iTunes, Spotify, Tidal, SoundCloud, Bandcamp, all of that.
Shows, we got shows coming up?
Yes, we do have something coming up. Kat.
Can we talk about that? Is that legal?
Follow the IG.
Okay.
Yeah, we're not real good with dates. Mother Nature pop up when she pop up.
But more of y'all soon. And I really can't stress it enough. You guys live are an incredible thing, a joyous thing to see and really participate in, because you do a really good job of bringing everybody who's there into what you're doing and the experience of it. So salute to y'all, and we owe you some snacks.
Yes, hey. Just pop up at the next show and throw some snacks.
Yeah. I would love that.
Yeah. We'll get your rider at the next show. I don't know about all that, but yeah. Thank you guys so much for being
thank
here.
You.
For real. Appreciate
thank
y'all. Thank you. Thank you. Yeah. Yo, we want to thank DJ Exist for the beat.
Langston Olsen for the art.
Big ups, Todd Manley at WGN Radio.
And Max and Dami, the Corner Store interns.
Salutes to our super producer, DJ Cash Era.
You can keep in tune with the Corner Store at Corner_Pod on Instagram, Twitter, and SoundCloud.
Also, you can stream and download the Corner Store wherever you listen to podcasts.
And please rate and subscribe and comment on iTunes.
Please, y'all, consider giving us those 5 stars.
Thank you for listening.
We're going to see you next week.
The Corner Store is brought to you by Stolen Spirits.